This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today is Monday, and it's time now for Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam with today's church complaints.
Almost nearly had forgotten it. We are here today to facilitate the compatulation of the choir and membership at the JPJJ.
That's the jackpot joint of Jerusalem. Ching, ching. Hallelujah.
Well, I have a complaint. Is when I say JPJJ, if you're not right there, I'm going to, from now on, move on.
But I didn't want to interrupt you, so you said JPJJ, but you continued on. You didn't leave.
Well, I didn't hear you.
Well, I was there, but you didn't leave a gap for me to jump
plenty of gap. It's just, you know, you was on a delay. Go ahead, Deacon.
What is it?
It's always me, ain't it?
Always.
All right. Here we go, Pastor. We're going to start this thing off. Brother Reginald Dorsey has been on a cheese diet for the last 3 weeks. He hasn't gone to the bathroom in 2.5 weeks. He's asking the church to purchase him a cleanse to help him go. It's gonna cost the church at least $800 to clean him out. Your call.
No, man. No, it's not. Why don't you ask Brother Tommy, Brother Nephew Tommy? He specializes in cleanses.
I don't know him.
I'm pretty sure you do if you just think back 5 minutes ago. I'm pretty sure he'll come to mind. He specializes in cleansing. Japanese cleanse was the last one he took. Might want to ask him about that.
All right. I'll keep
get
that
him
in
cleaned
mind.
Out.
I'll do that. Not a problem at all. Let's see here.
But if not, a half a cup of warm castor oil. With two tablespoons of orange juice, kick it straight back.
Two tablespoons of orange juice.
Then go on in there and duct tape it. Now, throw it back like a shot. Gonna take about 3-4 swallows because it's thick. But right after that, strap yourself to the toilet.
Is that gonna clear everything out, Pastor?
Everything.
All right, let's keep it moving here now. Sister Bernadette Valentine is our church member that is a Republican, as you know, Pastor. She's asking that we throw Trump a rally here at the church. Of course, we had 6 fights in the back of the church concerning this issue. She wants you to okay the rally. Your call, though, Pastor.
We can have the rally, but the ass whoopings will continue.
You know Pastor. What?
So, rally, I'm going to call it.
We listening.
Say what now?
I'm going to call it Real.
Real.
What's that?
Real.
That's
Real.
Rally at your own risk.
Okay.
I love it.
Go ahead.
Ray Al. Ray Al.
Rally at your own risk.
Got it. Got that. I will pass on the information to Sister Bernadette Valentine. The congregation is asking if you would stop your badass grandbabies from walking in the screen during service. It was cute the first time, but now it has gotten old. Can you fix this,
see,
Pastor?
Oh, see, now the church trying to mess around and get closed. The grandbabies will continue to make appearances on all Zoom calls if they want to. I know this has come from Brother Peterson and Sister Ferguson. So tell them that they jealous because the grandkids is cute. Now, they're glad little grandkids come across the screen. No, they had an ugly-ass grandbaby. They come across the Zoom screen, and cameras start going off. You're not going to stop no cute baby from coming on camera. You tell Ferguson and Sister Patterson that the cute kids is welcome on the Zoom. It's her ugly-ass grandkids can't come on the Zoom no more. No, Sister Carla. Straighten all this here.
Do you remember your grandbabies passing by the screen?
I do remember them. They're cute as hell.
To you though, Pastor.
They cute as hell. Everybody said they was cute. Sister Ferguson and Bert Jenkins kids passed by and everybody said, all hell. See, that's a big difference. Cute as hell, all hell.
Okay. If you say so, Pastor. If you say so. We gonna keep this moving right along now, yeah, Pastor.
As you should.
Pastor. I think you get upset with me, but I am the one that just brings you the complaint.
You bring what they say in the Godfather movie. The one that brings it to you, get his ass too.
Kill the messenger,
Corleone.
That's what it is, Godfather.
That's what it is. Uh-huh.
If you bring the fish and unwrap it, you must have known it was a fish in there. You better know your movies. You're the one supposed to be an actor.
All right. Speaking of actors and movies, Pastor, here's the situation. The Men in Black say that we have an alien in our congregation. Pastor, they don't know who it is yet. Do you have a clue on who this might be?
That's Brother Pettigrew's son. He was born with a waterhead. He was born with a waterhead, and he just looks like an alien. But he's all right. We painted it like a helmet. It's really his actual head.
What?
And they were born in D.C., and we put the Washington Redskins helmet on him, and now they done outlawed the helmet, but we done tattooed the little Indian and a feather on the boy.
All right, we got to
so
go.
So he don't always wear the Washington Redskins helmet, but that ain't really a helmet. That's his head. We just put
Thank
the logo
you.
On the side.
Pastor and Deacon.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.